A very warm welcome to Wolf Hoffman from Accept. Hi Wolf, and thanks for dropping in to celebrate my show's third birthday. How are you doing?
Hello, hello. Nice to be with you again. Happy birthday in advance. It's, you know, three years. Pretty amazing.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, great stuff. It's nice to talk to you again. So, Accept are back on the road soon with the next leg of the Blind Rage Tour running up to Christmas. How are the preparations going?
Really, really well. Just sort of the last days of before a tour, which is always very hectic, you know, because there's a million things to do before we leave. And so that's what I'm going through right now, you know, getting the gear ready, getting myself ready, getting the luggage ready, all that kind of stuff. Doing last minute interviews, all the fun stuff.
Keeping you busy then.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, of course, you're back at the Forum in London again on the 7th of December, which unfortunately I can't get to this time, sadly. But how's everyone feeling for the show, because it's the only UK one?
Very excited, very excited. We remember the last one very well, which was great. So we're looking forward to this one. And, you know, the whole Blind Rage tour is sort of slowly coming to an end. We've toured extensively for this album and it's been so successful that it's, you know, quite amazing, actually. We've had a long run.
Yeah.
So it's great. And we're actually looking forward to going into the studio again soon. And, you know, yeah, the mood is great in the band. We're full of energy. So,
right. Sure. I'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. But first off, is there any more plans to do any more touring in the UK? Because I know fans are very, very interested to know.
Yeah, we're constantly talking to promoters. We're constantly, you know, making plans for the future. And I know Gabby's already, like, you know, scheming to 2016 and 17 and beyond. So, yeah, I mean, we'll be back before too long. Right now, we just have this one show on the table, and that's what we focus on. And then everything else, we'll talk about later.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like I said, an album is in the not too distant future as well. You know, at some point, we gotta stop touring and concentrate on writing new material.
Of course, I was going to ask you about that. Of course, that's another thing that all the fans want to know. When can we expect a new Accept album? Is there any sort of rough idea when you'd like to have that
done? Not really. I mean, we've been hitting it so hard these last 5 years that we... Mm. I mean, we could have already started, but, you know, it was just so nice to not jump right into the studio after all this touring for Blind Rage that we felt like, all right, let's just give ourselves a couple of months breather here and do some other things. And,
yeah.
You know, let's finish touring. And then in January, Peter and I are going to lock ourselves away and the cycle will start again. And it's going to be ready when it's going to be ready. But we're trying to get something out next year or something ready next year recorded. So,
yeah.
That's all I can tell you. I don't want to put myself on a deadline again, because we did that mistake past where we already announced, like, before we had anything written, we announced, hey, the next album's going to be out in 6 months. Yoo-hoo!
Yeah.
And we said, like, oh my gosh, 6 months, let's count backwards. We really need to be done next week, pretty much, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, yeah.
Because the album, a lot of fans don't realize that the label always wants to have the finished product, like, I don't know, 2-3 months prior to a release date. It has to be ready on their desk.
Yeah.
Because they have to book the press, what is it called, the manufacturing facilities. They have to do the advertising, all that in advance, so... You know, you can't just wait with the actual album until like a day before release. No, it has to be finished months ahead of time.
Yeah.
So that sometimes puts yourself in a bind time-wise.
Yeah, of course. So is there any update on your classical? Last time I spoke to you, you were doing a little bit of work on that.
And I was, and when I was talking, we took some time off. That's not completely true, because I didn't take the time off. I was working on that classical album. I was actually finishing all my guitar tracks. I was,
right.
I'm still in the last days of mixing this album. And so hopefully early next year it can come out.
Oh, great stuff. So it's all recorded then?
Yeah, it is recorded. Yeah, it's all recorded. Uh-huh. Like I said, it's just in the mixing phase right now. I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be very, very cool.
Oh, wow. That's something to look forward to quite soon then. Fantastic.
Something as I've been working on for so many years now that I can't wait at it. It feels like a lifetime project almost, yeah. Because I could always only work on it when Accept wasn't busy. So it was a couple of weeks here, a couple of weeks there.
Yeah.
And that's all. I could never really devote myself full time to it. No. Only sections at a time. But yeah, I'm glad to it. Finally nearing completion.
Oh, so it'll soon see the light of day. Fantastic. Right, okay. Just a little bit off Accept, but of course there's the big news that Richie Blackmore's returning to rock for 3 dates next year, and I know you're a fan of him from when we've spoken before, so what do you think about that?
You know, I haven't really heard all the specifics. It's just that all of a sudden I hear these rumors, Rainbow coming back, this and that, and I'm totally excited about it. Yeah, I'd love to go see it. I've always been a huge Blackmore fan. So what is it, just 3 dates?
He's doing, 3 dates, 2 in Germany and 1 in Birmingham in the UK. That's it, Richie Blackmore's Rainbow. Yeah.
Why just 3 shows? I would have expected more, but I'm sure he has his reasons. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to do a little bit. You know, the thing that he's said on quotes is that he's 70 and he just wants to play some rock again, but obviously he doesn't want to do too much, so I guess he doesn't want to get into the touring schedule, you know. But
we'll see if it is successful, and I'm sure it is. I'm sure there's going to be more, you know. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll be interesting.
That's very cool.
Yes. Great. Yeah. Okay, so as we're on the radio, we'll have a little chat about radio. What are your views on the radio today? Is it something, I guess you don't really have much time, but is it something you listen to or you have done in the past?
Not really. To me, it's pretty over. I mean, I honestly, especially here in the US, it's so commercialized, it's really tough for me to listen to. It's one commercial after the other, and it's all the top 40 songs only. It's like a handful of songs that you hear again and again, and I'm not a big fan of it, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't really know what to think of. I mean, I know it's still different in Europe, where there's more independent stuff, and maybe there's still DJs and people who really just play what they like. And also in Europe, there's more of an audience that appreciates the stuff that's not so trendy. Europe is less trend-oriented than the U.S., it seems like. You know, people like what they like, and whether it's 20 years old or 30 years or just current, I mean, it's not quite as following these trends like here in the U.S. So, I don't know. Here, it's really tough. Right. To listen to radio.
I mean, from my experience, my show's online, and there's an awful lot of online radio stations now, and that seems to be the way.
I think that's where it's going, and that's, I think, where the future is, because people can just, you know, play what they want, and there's more room for individualism there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Right, so going into next year in April, Accept will be playing at the Full Metal Mountain Festival in Austria, and that sounds really different what I've been reading, a festival in the snow. What do you think about that one?
How about that? Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. You know, that's a first for us. We're going to actually do our first cruise this year as well, but then very shortly after, like you said, in March, we're going to do our first, like, ski resort show. Go figure. In the snow. It's going to be exciting.
Exactly. Well, you fit in a bit of skiing while you're there.
I'm going to try it. Yeah, I'm not a huge or great skier, but I love doing it. I'm very passionate. I love it. But we'll see whether I have the chance to actually do some physical, actual skiing myself, or whether I just, you know, whether we'll just fly in, do the show, and come back out. But I hope to do a little bit of that. That'd be amazing.
Oh, it sounds great, yeah. So what about the cruise as well then? You said that's your first one, so I guess you're all looking forward to that as well.
It's a smaller one, and it's in Sweden, yeah. And it's just 1 day cruise, so it's not like one of those week-long Caribbean cruises. And this is for us more of a test to see how we like those cruise things, because a lot of bands are doing them now, and we've always been asked, and it just never worked out for us, but this is sort of fun. It's just a test run, if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, if we like it a lot, we'll do some more. If we don't so much, then we won't. We'll see.
Watch this space then. Okay, so to finish off, would you like to choose a couple of songs for me to play? I mean, one of yours and one of whatever else you choose, if you like.
Well, since we mentioned Ritchie Blackmore and Rainbow, why don't we play Gates of Babylon? That's always one of my all-time classics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great choice. Definitely.
Okay. So there we go. We use that. And how about Teutonic Terror?
Oh, brilliant. Love that one, yeah. Okay. That's cool. I will play those. And thank you ever so much for dropping in for a chat today, Wolf.
Absolutely. Back to work. Thank you so much for calling.
Good luck.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, good luck with the tour. Okay.
Thank you. Take care.